celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. So, all you apartment dwellers or people that are looking for apartments that they need to take their pet with you, on today's show, it's going to be really important. We're going to talk to an apartment rental expert, and she's going to give us good advice about renting with Fido. And Bulldog Guardians, listen up, as we will be visiting with Mr. Long Beach himself, Justin Redd, and we're going to talk about his annual Bulldog Beauty Contest. And lastly, anybody out there that enjoys a good read, and especially a good read about dogs, we have author Jeff Marginian, and he's going to talk about his new book, My Buddy Butch, and one lucky listener will receive an autographed copy. So, hey, let's get started with our first guest, Terry Ingram from Irvine Apartment Communities. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, what, in your opinion, what makes a good candidate for renting with their dogs? I know that you're managing properties in Orange County, California, but we have a lot of listeners in other parts of the country, and I think what's going to be valuable information from you today is, you know, find out what's appropriate for people when they're going to rent with their dogs. Is it important that they have a good letter of reference, or if they did rent before it from their last address, you know, what would you expect people to bring to you?
Yes, I think a good letter of reference is a great idea. Also, if your pet has been through any obedience training, you know, received any medals or honors for that. These aren't mandatory for our communities, but are just a really good idea for a responsible pet owner to provide, especially, I think, if you're renting from a private owner.
You know, that's really good advice. I know they offer a lot of the canine good citizen. I think you can go to your local humane society and ask about that. And you're actually the leasing manager for the Rental Living Apartment Information Center in Irvine. So tell us the benefits you provide for those looking to rent with pets in Irvine, California.
Yeah, I would just like to add about our service, because we provide personalized apartment locating for free. So they don't have to stress out about where they're going to go with their 60-pound lab. We only send them to communities that allow their dog have an apartment available that meets all their other criteria within price range. It's very personalized. They can tell us they want an upper or a lower level, if they need any certain type of view, if they want a southwestern exposure, everything.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Awesome.
Well, do they watch? So this is the service if they actually walk into the leasing property itself, or would they be able to, you know, have a question and answer on your website?
Well, they can do it on the website as well, but ours is just completely personalized, and we kind of make sense out of all of the properties. We have over 70 in the area. So we try diligently to narrow it down to three or four options that most closely meet their needs. They'll know before they leave our office that they'll take the dog. They have something at a pet location that meets their time frame, meets their price range, everything. The fastest, easiest way to look for an apartment ever.
Oh, I think so, too. And I think there's a lot of stress that's going to be eliminated when people hear this, because, like I had said, even if you're not in Irvine, California, wherever you are listening, certainly you could try and get the same information from a property management company or go in and talk to somebody. But so in Orange County, what you're leasing, you said you had about 70 properties, and how many of those are pet-friendly?
You know what, out of all, you know, we have approximately 70 in the Orange County area, and we allow cats at all communities except one, and dogs are allowed at all but nine.
Wow, so there's a lot of properties for people to look at. And what kind of range do you have? I'm sure you have pet fees.
We do. Cats are allowed with a $25 per month premium and an additional $300 security deposit, and dogs are a $50 per month premium and an additional $750 security deposit.
Okay, so then I guess the next question I need to ask is if you have any size or breed restrictions, and if you do, what size and what breed?
We do, actually, yes, we have breed restrictions, and unfortunately, the pit bulls, American Staffordshire Terriers, Rottweilers, Doberman Pinschers, wolf hybrids, and Perro de Presa Canarios, I'm not too good at that one, or any dog that has the above breeds in their lineage, are not allowed.
So, and then do you have weight restrions then?
I mean,
once you get past that, okay. And then, so each one's going to be different, right?
Right.
So,
each one is slightly different, and we, of course, at our office here have extensive knowledge of all of our properties. So if you have a 60-pound dog, we're not going to send you to a community where they only accept up to 30 or 40-pound dogs, you know.
Right.
And,
yeah, no, that makes sense.
Right.
And then, if you're a two-person pet owner, do you have any kind of criteria in that department? Like, I'm sure you probably can't have 10 dogs if you're in a 1,400-square-foot apartment.
Right, exactly. We do. It's two pets per apartment.
Okay, so could that be one dog and one cat, or
yes,
would it be
two
each?
Yes, absolutely.
So we don't want to leave out the cats. And,
no,
you know,
charge for birds.
Oh, that's good to know. You know, one of the things that I've seen a lot more of in places that we've traveled is it just seems like more and more places are stepping up when it comes to pet amenities and really thinking it through, you know, just not just with hotels, but in apartment communities, I would think it's about the same way. So when you have these properties that are pet friendly, do you have any pet amenities that may be a little different, like, say, a dog park nearby or part of the complex?
Absolutely. There is a dog park as a community feature at the Village, which is located in the Irvine Spectrum. And the Oak Creek community has a dog park within the community itself. The latter is not exclusive to any of our properties, but we have approximately 8 communities located in that immediate neighborhood. And then our communities provide bags in dispensers throughout the properties for convenient pet waste pickup, because we all want to be responsible pet owners.
That's
and
right.
And there are also numerous hiking trails throughout Irvine, Newport Beach, and Tustin Ranch, as well as several nature preserves. So we've got a lot of outdoor activities going on where furry friends are welcome, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. I'm a native of Orange County, California myself.
So you know about the dog beach in Huntington.
Yeah.
That's very relatively close to all of us, yes.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. And yet you really have a lot of outdoor activity. And if your pet guardian has time on the weekend, and I'm sure that's where they head out and take them out to the beach and all that fun stuff.
Absolutely.
So, you know, what website, before I let you go, what is the website that our listeners can check in to find out for more information?
It's rentalliving.com.
Okay, R-E-N-T-A-L. And is rental living, yeah.
Yeah, rental-living.com. But if you just go to rentalliving.com, you can get there.
Oh, good. Okay, great. So, everybody, it's rental-living.com. Hey, Terry, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you, Susan. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, my pleasure, too. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, if you love bulldogs, and who doesn't? They are just so darn cute, you won't want to miss hearing about the Bulldog Beauty Contest in Long Beach. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Find an apartment you and your pet will love. At rentalliving.com, you can explore over 70 pet-friendly apartment communities throughout Orange County. Our communities feature a wide array of floor plans, from studios to three-bedroom townhomes, with state-of-the-art amenities and unbeatable locations. Log on to www.rentalliving.com to explore all our options and even take a virtual tour. Or call 1-800-422-5115. Find the perfect home for you and your pet at www.rentalliving.com.
Celebrating our connection with our pets from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is proudly brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. And on the line from Long Beach, California is Justin Rudd, entrepreneur of just about anything you can imagine, from pageant training, fitness coach, getting people in shape for the Sand Challenge boot camp, promoter of kids events, and many, many doggy events. And last but not least, proud pet guardian to Rosie and Riley, the Bulldogs. Hey, Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Hey, my pleasure. How are the fur kids today?
Well, at the moment, they're at my feet, and they're both on their sides snoring, taking naps. So I just had they're two bulldogs, English bulldogs. I just had Riley out for a walk around the block. We go about 4 or 5 times a day, once around the block and at a quick clip, and he's passed out. And then Rosie is older. She's 11, and she just sleeps most of her day. She can go out. She's got some arthritis, so she goes out to the bathroom, comes back in, has a treat, and goes to sleep.
Hey, that gives new meaning to a dog's life.
That's right.
Yeah, they are so cute. And you know, not everyone can have beautiful babies like Rosie and Riley, but I understand you've created a special event for all Bulldogs to strut their stuff. So tell us about the upcoming Bulldog Beauty Contest, and where is it, and when is it?
Well, the annual Bulldog Beauty Contest is going to happen this year on February 15th. It's a Sunday afternoon here in Long Beach, California. This is a town of about 500,000 people. It's the fifth largest city in the state of California. And I think it's the 34th largest city in the country. But what we do each year is invite English Bulldogs from all around the country, all around the world to come. And we have had as many as 300-something registered Bulldogs at the event. And last year we added French Bulldogs, so there's a separate competition for the French Bulldogs. And then this year we added another category, which is going to be the Pugs. So we'll have English Bulldogs, French Bulldogs, and Pugs.
Oh, vive la France.
Yeah.
You know, I've been following your beauty contest and all the things that you do. And at the beauty contest, really tell people what's involved. What kind of prizes? This is really something. I mean, they've got a red carpet, and these dogs are dressed to the nines, or the canines. And there's some pretty great prizes.
Well, with years in the past, we've had crystal dishes, like water dishes, from Tiffany & Company as grand prizes. They get a crown that has some jewels in it, and then they also obviously get dog food and treats and toys and those kinds of things in their prize package. We name a top 10. We'll name an overall pug, an overall French bulldog, and an overall English bulldog this year. Any of those breeds are welcome just to come and register and participate. And I think greatest thing in the prize package is just the honor to be recognized as the Bulldog Beauty Contest winner. I think the bragging rights is probably more than anything for the person who takes care of that dog or for the dog himself.
Well, who won last year?
Last year was a dog named Buddha, and Buddha is a very wrinkly bulldog, maybe two or three years old. And then the French bulldog winner was just 6 months old, named Gus. Gus is from, I think, somewhere up in the Santa Monica area. Yeah. So
they're so cute.
It's a good time. We have dogs come as far away as Washington, D.C., from Canada. Most of them are from the Southern California area, San Francisco area, and the Las Vegas area.
Well, I encourage all the listeners to take a peek, because you're all over YouTube. I mean, honestly, these are the greatest videos. I mean, you know, you've got a ton of websites, and we'll direct everybody to those later. But, you know, they're just so cute, and these bulldogs in costume and walking the red carpet. But the pet guardians are just as cute, because the looks on their faces holding, in a lot of instances, you'll see people holding, you know, puppies or you know, what, you know, whatever age. I mean, it runs the gamut, you know, to, you know, probably Rosie's age too. But, you know, you've got the best videos.
These dogs are very special, obviously, to us that have them, as is any dog or any pet that we're able to take care of. And I like to put up videos on YouTube that show off my dogs doing their day-to-day things. And then when we go to the Bulldog Beauty Contest, or when we go to the Hot Dog Halloween Contest, or the parade, whatever it happens to be, and I like to show them off. I think they deserve a great life here while they're with me, and while I'm with them, they give me so much, and I like to give it back. And they do put smiles on people's faces. Another good thing about the Bulldog Beauty Contest is that we do a pet adoption fair in conjunction with the event. So there'll be cats and dogs that are looking for forever homes at our event as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. I you know, going back to the videos, I'm kind of mad at you, because your music to the videos always makes me cry, you know, especially the one. You're laughing, but I mean, I said that maybe it's hormonal. I don't know, but they just really touch me. But the especially the one about Operation Santa Paws. So tell everybody about this annual drive that you do.
Well, Operation Santa Paws is something that we do in the first few weeks of December every year, and it's a worldwide project now, and I started it here just in my local community. But basically, we ask people to donate toys and treats, and we donate them to shelters and rescues. It's a very simple process. We ask people to sort of be in charge of placing a collection box at their favorite pet store or at their vet's office or at their office or school or church, and then we ask them to ask their friends and family to go and put toys and treats into the box, and then they collect them. Maybe I think we go on the first Saturday of before Christmas, and we deliver them to shelters and rescue groups that could utilize those products, as well as cleaning supplies, gift cards, office supplies, all those things. So we're here in the Southern California area. We're able to help out about 35 rescues and shelter organizations, and it's heartwarming. At the same time, it is bittersweet because you go into a shelter and you see hundreds of dogs and cats that are in need of homes, and you're bringing some holiday joy to them. Mm-hmm. By providing some, we give them all treats, and then they all get a toy, and then we leave tons of things behind as well, so that when they do get adopted, that they'll be able to take things home. But we also go in with the realization that not all of these dogs are going to find homes even before Christmas, mm-hmm. and it's a reality out there that a lot of dogs and cats do have to be put down because of overpopulation. That's why a big part of what we do with the Hot Dogs organization and the Bulldog Beauty Contest proceeds, a lot of it goes to spay and neuter programs. Like, we are going to put on a spay and neuter mobile, or have a spay and neuter mobile here in Long Beach this coming spring, that will be able to take care of a few hundred animals and helpfully curb pet overpopulation.
That's amazing. And you mentioned hot dogs, and that's actually spelled H-A-U-T-E, right. dogs.org. And that's one of my favorite sites that you have. And it looks like it's sort of your umbrella company for all the dog events, so people can go to that hotdogs.org to find all the different things that you do.
That's right. We do a hot dog poetry contest. In the past, we've done the Hot Dog Easter Parade. We're going to take a break from that this year, but we do the Hot Dog Halloween Parade. Last year, we had 700 dogs registered for the Hot Dog Halloween and walked in the Hot Dog Halloween Parade. It's the largest Halloween event for pets in the world. The Bulldog Beauty Contest is the largest gathering of bulldogs in the world each year. It's pretty fun stuff that we do around here. We like to. It's good for the dogs, and it's good for us as dog lovers to get out and be able to socialize with each other.
Well, it's amazing. You do so much good for so many people, Justin. I just want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. So everybody, check out JustinRedd.com, and from there you can learn about all the wonderful and fun activities you can do with your dog in Long Beach, California. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, one lucky listener will win an autographed copy of the fun and touching book, My Buddy Butch, Confessions of a New Dog Dad. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
If you're a pooch that needs a unique gift for that special person in your life, OurDoghouse.com will give your human something to bark about. Find out what all the dogs are howling about. OurDoghouse.com, where distinguished pups do their shopping. Whether you're an Airedale or a Yorkie or any breed in between, you'll find something to put your paws on. Drop by today and sign up for our free informative newsletter for dog owners. www.OurDoghouse.com.
Find an apartment you and your pet will love. At rentalliving.com, you can explore over 70 pet-friendly apartment communities throughout Orange County. Our communities feature a wide array of floor plans, from studios to three-bedroom townhomes, with state-of-the-art amenities and unbeatable locations. Log on to www.rentalliving.com to explore all our options and even take a virtual tour. Or call 1-800-422-5115. Find the perfect home for you and your pet at www.rentalliving.com.
Celebrating our connection with our pets from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And on the line is author and music producer Jeff Marginian. Hi, Jeff, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Susan. How are you? And thank you.
I'm good.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, tell us about your book. It's titled My Buddy Butch, Confessions of a New Dog Dad. Now, why did you write this?
Well, the main reason was I was so astonished about the reaction that my father had. After my mom had passed away, we decided to get him a little Boston Terrier. And I'll tell you what, I was very enamored, not only with the dog, but it was kind of an epiphany for me to see the therapeutic benefits and how well it helped him adjust to that change. My parents were married almost 60 years, and this is the first time in a long time Dad had been alone.
Wow.
And when he used to raise Boston Terriers like 50, 60 years ago, a long time ago, and when we got him this little dog, Buttons, naturally, before I knew it, he had bred her, and
surprise!
That's where Butch came from. Butch is Button's son, and he kept insisting that I take a dog, take a dog. And you know, you get caught up in life, and you're so busy, and you're run, run, run. And I said, Dad, hey, look, I don't have time to have a dog. And naturally, you know, as soon as he made me sit there with him for a while, it's like all I could think about. Okay, you know, I didn't want to be too excited because I didn't want to tip him off, but boy, I really did want one. And then going through all of the stages of, because the last time I had a dog, sheesh, I was like 13 years old. So it had been a long, long time, and so going through all these stages and watching him grow and all the antics and you know how it is, I mean, having a new puppy around, just chewing on everything and going to the training, just so many things had happened during that period of time that I thought, you know what, being a music producer, and I'm a writer also of music and everything, I'm going to document this because this could make a great song.
And the song turned into a book.
That's right. That's
well, I just started reading it, and I'm hooked. I mean, what I have gleaned so far is that, like you said, you're a pretty busy guy, and it took this little bundle of fur to show you what is important in life and for you to literally just slow down and smell the roses.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And, you know, because of the fact, you know, it kind of forced me to step back. And in doing so, getting to meet more of the people who are pet owners, not just dogs, but cats also and other types of pets, to see what it has added to their lives is just astounding. I mean, and there's so many pet owners out there that already know this, but and how important they can become in your life is just, it's astounding. And one of the causes that we've kind of taken up is trying to introduce as many people as possible to all the different animal shelters, and I know you guys do a terrific job with that, animal shelters and rescues and working with the Humane Society and the ASPCA, and that's kind of how my buddy Butch Radio was born, out of this whole thing. So, yeah, I mean, it's just one thing had led to another, and one more creative project, and one more thing, and one more thing, and before you know it, here we are, you know, on a weekly basis ourselves at mybuddybutch.com, trying to spread the word.
That's something else. And I told you I just started reading this, and you have a really fun style, and I really enjoy it because it puts me right there with you, and I can identify with that when, you know, you were first time pet guardians. And tell our listeners, just to pick a funny experience that you and Butch have had that you write about in the book.
Oh my gosh. Well, there was the one time, I mean, there's so many of them, but one time that sticks out, it was the time that we were, at training, and he was a puppy, and we were going through, and he was like 5 or 6 months old at the time, and we were going through stay and then turn and walk away and go to the other end and then call him and make him come. And he was pretty smart. Butch kind of will stand there and think about things, but the very first time I did this, I mean, you know, we're in a group of people. There's like, I don't know, 8 to 10 people that was there with us. And I said, stay, and he stayed. And as I walked towards the other end, he stayed, and I turned. And he was always looking for a way out of that ring, man, any way he could go. But this time he decided, okay, he'll do what I said. Well, I was so happy that he came to me, and I bent down, and I split my pants. I split my pants from the top all the way to the bottom, and I wouldn't get back up. And Leslie, the trainer, came over, and she said, "Oh, no, he did it right. He did it right." I said, "Yeah, I know, Leslie. Come here." And she bent down. I said, "I split my pants, Leslie. I'm afraid to get back up." But, you know, I mean, and then it goes on from there. But there was, you know, there's so many other things. Like, Butch had his own room. And it's one of the things that I learned is nine times out of ten, it's the owner's, the human's, or the guardian's fault if the pet gets into any trouble.
Uh-huh.
And one time, he was in his own room. And I wouldn't leave him in there for more than, you know, 2 or 3 hours at a time. I don't like leaving him in. He has his own crate, but I would never keep him in his crate. He always had the door open. He could come and go, but I kept him in this room. It was a big bedroom, so he had plenty of room to play and run around and do his thing. And then one day I came home, and I tried to open the door. I could hear him in there squeaking and playing because he knows I'm coming home. Now, this was when he was a pup. Now he has the run of the house, and he takes care of himself pretty well. But I tried to open the door, and I couldn't figure out. I got it open 3 inches, and I'm thinking, and I could see his little nose poking through, and I'm thinking, what is behind this door? And as I'm pushing and pushing and pushing, the carpet was behind the door. This little guy had found a tear in the carpet close to the wall, and he ripped that carpet from one side of the room completely over to the other side by the door. I couldn't get the door open because, yeah. And it took me.
He was bored.
I know he was. It took me probably a month of finding little tiny holes in the carpet near the corners to figure out it's not the carpet he was after. The padding underneath smells like some of the rubber toys he had.
Oh, funny.
And so he would dig these little holes, and then I'd find carpet padding strewn all over everything. But I fixed him. I put a wooden floor in there.
That'll fix him.
That's right.
Well, you can always hear what he's up to, but now he's got the run of the house, so you don't have to worry about that. I think we all determine what each of our little furry friends can get away with and try and divert them. But you had touched upon the radio, and I didn't really give you a chance to talk about that. But is this something that you just launched as your own radio show?
We launched My Buddy Butch Radio in August. It was on August 14th was the first show. And it's through Blog Talk Radio, but we're in the process in 2009 of moving it to terrestrial radio in various locations from coast to coast. But it's sourced through our website, which is mybuddybutch.com, and we are moving towards a larger audience. The site since the radio show has started since August 14th has just gone absolutely through the roof. We've had over a million hits, downloads, pickups, and headlines since then. We've had guests on like Victoria Stillwell and Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer. Plus, we started a pet shelter rescue of the week segment that's gotten very popular.
Good.
Yeah, and we're trying to cover all 50 states.
Oh, and wonderful.
Yeah, so it's really been great, and everybody, you know what, and I wanted to thank you again for having me on. Everybody that I have met or had anything to do with along the path of once the book came out, the book was released in September, but during this whole journey, I have never met a cross person. There is something to be said for these pet owners and people who care for animals that is just unexplainable. The personalities.
Well, I think you're right about that.
Oh, the personalities and the good spirits and even yourself. I mean, you're just such a fantastic person to talk to.
Well, thank you. I'm patting myself on the back as we speak.
Well, that's good. And
yeah,
you should, because you're doing a great thing. You're doing a great thing, too. Susan.
Well, thanks, Jeff. And you know what? We're going to have you come back when we have some more time and see what you're up to. But for now, I understand you have graciously provided an autographed copy of your book to one of our lucky listeners.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what we're going to do, we're going to take the first call in. So everybody get ready. You're going to go ahead and call 1-866-405-8405. And the first caller will win an autographed copy of My Buddy Butch, Confessions of a New Dog Dad. So that number again, 1-866-405-8405. Jeff, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Susan, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. And for those looking to purchase a copy of Jeff's new book, you can visit his website, mybuddybutch.com. So that's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog at Borders, Barnes & Noble, and PetSmart. Or simply go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. So until next time, travel safe, leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
This is Animal Radio Network.